Welcome to the Career Myths Podcast, where we separate fact from fiction in your career journey. I am your host, Jennifer Mangese, and for episode 3, we will unravel the curious world of LinkedIn rants and debunk the myths surrounding them. LinkedIn, known for its professional networking and industry insights, also serves as a platform where individuals occasionally vent their frustrations. From job interview woes to workplace grievances, these rants can spark discussions and capture attention. But are they really as effective or harmless as they seem? Let's get to it. LinkedIn rants. We've all seen them. It's actually pretty hard to not see them these days. They have become so increasingly common. I wanted to really talk about this topic because every time I log onto my LinkedIn, it seems like there is a rant that has been shared like 10,000 times and has like 3,000 comments on it. And some of them are really out there. Some of them are inspiring. Some of them, I have to say, are a little crazy. It can be very varied. And of course, you have to read the comments because after you read a rant, it's like, well, what are people thinking about what this person is saying? And the comments can be supportive. They can be totally not relevant to what the person is talking about. But LinkedIn in itself has become a very different place than I think what the initial intention was, which was to find jobs, apply to jobs, recruiters reach out and find the best talent for jobs that they have, and for you to connect with other people in your industry or in your role, and people that you know in the business world. I mean, I think that was the initial intention behind it. It has definitely changed a lot. It's become this marketplace where people basically sell themselves or whatever their businesses are, and you can get some really strange messages of people trying to sell you stuff. It's not what it used to be. But back to our topic at hand, rants. So I've seen some pretty interesting ones. I have seen people really just going off about the interview process that they recently experienced. I have seen people going off about the benefits or PTO that a company does or does not have. I have also seen people talking about management styles in their company or lack of management in the companies that they work at, and anything, it ranges quite a bit. But we're going to talk about some myths surrounding this, and let's start with our first myth. Our first myth is that LinkedIn rants show authenticity and honesty. I have seen some LinkedIn rants where individuals have said that at work you bring your authentic self, and a company that doesn't appreciate your authentic self isn't a place where they want to work. And I think that's a valid point to make, that it's kind of like everything that you say on LinkedIn is potentially being read by a lot of people, and you don't know what perception they're having as a result of that post. So this wouldn't be fun if I didn't have real life examples, so of course I have to read one. As a seasoned professional in the tech industry, I've always believed in transparency and fairness. Today, I want to shed light on a frustrating aspect of our field, salary negotiations. After weeks of demonstrating my skills and interviews, I was thrilled to receive an offer from a prominent tech company. However, upon reviewing the compensation package, I was disappointed to find it fell short of industry standards for my level of experience and expertise. And then the post continues to say that they value the company and they respect, you know, what they're doing there, and they really value the offer, but they can't help to express their disappointment on how the salary negotiations were handled. And then they go into details about how the salary negotiations were handled. Once you are finished with an interview process and you don't accept the offer, it doesn't mean that the person or company that interviewed you is never going to look at your LinkedIn profile again. Like, I don't know about you, but I have interviewed a lot of people, and a year later I look at their LinkedIn profile just to see what they're up to. I mean, you can interview with a company and maybe the role wasn't a good fit, but then something comes up down the line and they want to check you out and see, like, oh, I wonder whatever happened to that person. Maybe now that our budget is larger, we can offer the kind of salary they were looking for the first time around. Imagine you're the employer and then you go on to someone's LinkedIn and you see this post about how they were incredibly disappointed about the salary negotiation process, and they're basically outing and reaming you in front of who knows how many people. I really appreciate the transparency of it. I will say that these rants that people are having on LinkedIn actually does bring certain issues to light and can be helpful. And transparency is a key value of mine. So when people are really being as open and honest about their experiences, I do appreciate that. But I think there is a fine line between what you are sharing and what you are oversharing and the implications of that. So keeping it in mind when, you know, you really feel inspired, like, I have to get this out there, I need other people to know, and I think that this will really help someone. Because I think the intention is good. I mean, any kind of rant where you're just letting your frustration out usually is with healing in mind for yourself and helping others. Although I'm sure there are other motivations, but in this case, if we're talking about someone who had a terrible salary negotiation with a tech company, I would think it would be to help other people and kind of put notice actually on the tech company that they were so frustrated. But I think in business, you don't want to burn any bridges. And if you are considering posting a rant about an interview process or something that you encountered at work, you might want to think about who's going to see it, who's going to read it, and even if it's not now, but maybe it's a year from now, what that could do for your reputation or career. Our next myth is that LinkedIn rants will lead to empathy and support from others. I have seen some posts that really have garnered outcries from others. I'm not going to lie about that. I've seen some pretty heartfelt, touching posts, people really putting it all on the line. And then you see support. But those are the people that commented. What about the people that didn't comment? What were they thinking? Not everyone reacts to things the same way. I mean, you could post something about how you lost your job and how it's really been tough for you, and you've been interviewing and you've gone through all these interviews and you've met with all these recruiters and you just can't seem to get an offer, and your experience with that. I've seen plenty of rants along those lines, especially in this job market and this economy. That's probably the most common rant, actually, that I've seen these days. But not everybody is rooting for you. Not everybody is sitting there thinking, oh, I can't believe it's really taken Jill so long to find a job. Oh, I wish I could help her. I'm sorry, but not everybody is thinking that. And I am a strong believer in energy. And I feel like when you put certain things out there into the universe, and there's a lot of energy circling that, and you can't control what that energy is that's circling that, you really need to be careful. Because what if you post something and you are expecting empathy and support from others, and instead you get the opposite? You take it down, and then what? I mean, it was out there. People saw it. People read it. People commented on it. So you can delete it, but it doesn't make it disappear. And there have been plenty of times where I have put something on social media, or a friend has put something on social media, and you talk about it in person. I mean, it's not like it's this unspeakable thing. I mean, you post something and someone is going to say something to you about it in real life. So I just caution when you're thinking about posting something and you think that it's going to garner support and empathy from others, that you think about, well, what are the unintended consequences of this? And also, why do you need that? Why do you need empathy and support from others? What are you dealing with where that is so important to you? And is it one of those things? I mean, this trick that I learned a long time ago, because I happen to love writing in my free time, but you kind of put things down on paper and you just write everything out that you possibly can about how you're feeling, and you write and you erase and you write and you erase. And by the time you're done, it's edited down, the emotion has been removed, and you can breathe again. And then it's like, whew, thank goodness I didn't post what I was thinking in that moment, because that would have come off a little unhinged. LinkedIn is a professional platform at the end of the day, and it is a networking tool. So if you are thinking about posting anything, especially a detailed event or just information about yourself and what you're currently going through as you look for a job, think about why you're doing it and what is the reaction that you're hoping to receive, and how will you feel if that's not the reaction that you get. The next myth is that LinkedIn rants won't affect job prospects or current employment. I cannot tell you what a myth that is. If I think back to 2010-ish, that was when Google searches for prospective employees became really common practice. And employers were going on Google, and anything that they could find about you on the internet became part of their decision over whether they were or were not going to hire you, even if you interviewed incredibly well. Today is no different from that. It's just social media has changed, internet presence has changed. But the first place that an employer is going to when they have a prospective candidate is LinkedIn. And it really is to see how this person comes alive on social media and with the posts that they have. What is their activity? Who are they connecting with? What experience and education do they have listed there? Do they have anything listed there that they don't have on their resume? So LinkedIn is really becoming a place where employers also do kind of micro checks, I would call it. And if you are on there ranting all day long about your current employer or your colleagues or an interview process you just had or lack of benefits, whatever your frustration is that day, I guarantee you that if it isn't a prospective employer seeing it, it is definitely a current colleague that's seeing it. I have had many colleagues come to me and express concerns over someone's LinkedIn posts to the point where they asked me to speak to the person because they were ranting about their coworkers. LinkedIn is a social media site and the posts are public and anyone can read it at any given moment. And I understand wanting to put things out there because you feel like other people feel the same way that you do. And it's almost like community building. And you want to feel that connection to others that are feeling the same way that you are. Listen, work can be a really tough place. And I think it's great when people want to get together and just kind of like talk about what they're going through and help each other through that time. But if you are going to post on LinkedIn your grievances, it can really affect your reputation and it can really hinder a job application process or hurt you in an interview process. And so, quite honestly, if you're one of these people that thinks that putting everything out there is cathartic and it really helps you, what I would say is, especially if you're looking for a new job, is to just delete all that stuff, hide all that stuff, at least until the interview process is over. Clean it up so you know that there won't be anything of that nature that is held against you. Our last myth is probably my favorite, to be honest, is that a LinkedIn rant is effective in prompting change or highlighting issues. I'm on the fence, I have to admit, because I've seen some really heartwarming posts, or I have seen some really well thought out posts that, I mean, you have to call it what it is. It's a rant at the end of the day, but it's good and it's well written and there are key points there and I've agreed with the key points. And it makes you think and it can inspire and it can highlight an issue that needs to be highlighted. The individuals that post like that, put things out there like this, I think are very brazen individuals. And quite honestly, I envy you because it is not something I would do. It doesn't mean that I haven't thought some of these things, but it's not something I would do. And it is because I am way too scared of someone seeing or reading something that I have put out there that is just unsavory and makes them cringe and makes them think something about me that I don't want them to think. So that is why I've never gone the LinkedIn rant route. But for people who do put things out there that are provocative and really raise eyebrows, I do applaud you, for not holding back and for really going for it. I'm sure that it garners a lot of attention, and people that do that where it's like shared and goes viral, that they get a lot of messages and people supporting them and wanting to, you know, collaborate. I'm sure that happens. But I've also thought about this in a different way, and I feel like if there is something that is really bothering you about the workplace or about the job market or about your career, that what you have control over are the actions that you make or that you take every day. And putting a post on LinkedIn isn't necessarily bringing about the type of change that you're hoping for, because it doesn't necessarily lead to a call to action. And I feel like that's what's missing from it. Like, yeah, you can put out this incredible post and everybody's like praising you and giving you your flowers, but that's all that it is. It's a post. You didn't move mountains. You didn't, you know, put a bill in office. You haven't brought about effective change. You've started the conversation. Yes, you have definitely started the conversation. And for that, that is noble. And I will praise that. But in terms of what you can actually do to bring about change, that's, you know, what do you have in your control? That is what you are doing every single day. And the conversations you're having at work, the conversations you're having with people in your network, you know, and how you're bringing about that change every day. And working with people that you know to bring about that change. And then, you know, maybe my method would be to take all these actions, collaborate with others, and then post the results. I feel like, and I'm actually just thinking about this as I'm talking, but I feel like that would almost be more effective to say, I did this, this, this with this group or in this group or with these people. And in doing that, we were able to move from here to there. And seeing that change has prompted me to want to post this so that others consider also taking these actions to also bring about that kind of change in their organization. To me, that as a post would be more effective than just getting on LinkedIn and going through all the things that bother you for others to read and share and maybe comment and send around to their friends and coworkers. So anyway, just a thought, but I do think that if you're considering in writing a post and you're hoping that it will bring about prompts change and highlight some issues, to think about what other actions can you take to actually make that a reality. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the intriguing landscape of LinkedIn rants. Today, we've dissected the myths surrounding these often provocative posts. We've explored several myths. Firstly, the belief that LinkedIn rants show authenticity and honesty. However, we've uncovered that such posts might not always present the intended image. Secondly, there's the myth that these rants garner empathy and support, potentially even going viral. Yet the reality of social media scrutiny and its implications for job prospects suggests caution. Thirdly, we've examined the myth that airing grievances on LinkedIn won't affect one's job prospects or current employment. The truth is, social media profiles are increasingly scrutinized by employers, impacting professional credibility. Lastly, there's the belief that these rants effectively prompt change or highlight critical issues. We've explored alternative methods that may prove more constructive and impactful. As you reflect on today's episode, remember that while LinkedIn rants may offer temporary relief, their long-term implications warrant careful consideration. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast hosting site where we post a new episode every Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Jennifer Mangese, and this is the Career Myths Podcast.